Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. An extreme cold warning remains in effect. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 5 above. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 18 below. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, highs around 11. A dusting of snow today, with another dusting Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 8 degrees below zero.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Kansas Turnpike at Emporia, mile marker 127, closed on Tuesday afternoon due to crashes. Julio Flores has more.
The Emporia Police Department made the announcement at around 1:40 p.m. Tuesday, stating all traffic is being diverted in Emporia due to a large amount of accidents on the KTA. Drivers are asked to avoid the area and use alternate routes. Check KDOT's updated traveler's information website, candrive.gov, for updates on highway conditions across Kansas. I'm Julio Flores.
The Salina Police Department released the names of two women who were killed over the weekend. 84-year-old Martha Rania and 64-year-old Rosalinda Rania of Salina died from blunt force trauma. Officers responding to calls about a domestic disturbance found the bodies of the two women in a driveway of a home near West Crawford and South Broadway on Vassar. And a 35-year-old man was arrested a couple of blocks away. Investigators have not released a motive. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas law enforcement will begin working with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, to apprehend undocumented people with criminal backgrounds. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced a new agreement between his office, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Monday. Kansas is the second state to enter such an agreement, which Kobach said aims to deport dangerous criminals and gang members. He said that all across Kansas, illegal aliens who are dangerous criminals or gang members are released back to the streets on a regular basis. However, that will end as this agreement will ensure that those criminals are deported. Under the deal, select KBI agents will receive ICE training to arrest undocumented people, execute warrants, and issue immigration detainers, and the agreement is based on the Immigration and Nationality Act. KBI Director Tony Matavi said the agreement will aid as another tool for the KBI to remove known criminal offenders out of our communities. Matavi said this agreement will not shift the KBI's investigative priorities, but will allow them to more swiftly achieve justice in cases in which the KBI currently focuses: major violent crimes, crimes committed against children, and targeting drug trafficking organizations. Texas was the first state to enter the agreement with ICE. Kansas senators and representatives successfully voted in favor of overriding Governor Kelly's first veto action of the year. The Kansas Senate voted 31-9 on Tuesday, February 18th, to override Governor Kelly's veto of Senate Bill 63, also known as the Help Not Harm Act, which would add new restrictions to the use of state funds regarding the promotion of gender transitions and prohibit health care providers from providing gender transition care to children whose gender identity is inconsistent with the child's sex. Today, a supermajority of the Kansas Senate declared that Kansas is no longer a sanctuary state for the maiming and sterilization of minors, according to Republican Senate President Ty Masterson. He said this action is consistent with President Trump's executive order to stop these barbaric procedures nationwide. He said, let's also never forget the bravery of the victims and whistleblowers who have testified and stood up for the protection of children, and Kansas stands with them. The Kansas House followed suit on February 18th, voting in favor of the veto override, with representatives voting in favor of the override at 84-35, allowing the bill to become a law despite the governor's disapproval. Governor Kelly vetoed SB 63 on February 11th. She issued a statement regarding her decision to veto the bill, saying the Kansas legislature should be focused on more pressing issues like rising prices. Representative Susan Humphreys, a Republican chair of the House Judiciary Committee, introduced House Bill 2062 that would place in statute that a pregnant woman could receive court-ordered child support on behalf of a fetus from the moment of conception. Kansas judges possessed authority to order payments for health and pregnancy-related expenditures. However, Humphreys said the judicial branch was inconsistent when handling requests for financial support. Representative Dan Osman, a Democrat from Overland Park, proposed an amendment that would have retained portions of the bill, clarifying legitimacy of child support orders related to expenses prior to the birth of a child, and would have deleted texts that went beyond settling the judicial question. His amendment was rejected by the House Republican majority by more than 50 votes. As Humphrey said, it guts almost all of the bill, and that really takes away from the heart of the bill. She also said the legislation would be helpful to pregnant women who were able to choose life for a fetus instead of an abortion. During a House floor debate, Representative John Carmichael, a Democrat from Wichita, said there was no reason to add a new layer to a statute that echoed the opportunity for a woman to seek child support while pregnant. He said language in the bill was designed to bolster arguments for fetal personhood status and against abortion rights that were affirmed by the Kansas Supreme Court and subsequently by Kansas voters in 2022. He said this is a stealth bill, an attempt to sneak something through in contravention of the right of bodily autonomy, which citizens of the state overwhelmingly approved. And GOP Representative Bob Lewis of Garden City argued that Osman's amendment was neither innocent or benign. In Nebraska news, 49-year-old Lisa Beverly of Lincoln was arrested on Friday, February 14th, and was charged with second-degree assault, first-degree false imprisonment, and use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony after being accused of holding a Lincoln man captive and stabbing him with a soldering iron. According to court documents, at about 7 a.m. on that day, police were called to an apartment near 48th and Holdridge Streets on a report of two people fighting, with one 911 caller saying she could hear a man screaming, "Help me," and banging on the wall. Officers said when they arrived, they heard a man loudly screaming, "Help," and "Let me out," and Beverly then let the officers in the apartment. Police said they found a 60-year-old man bleeding from multiple wounds to his head. The bedroom was in complete disarray with broken glass on the floor, and the man told officers that he and Beverly had been arguing. He said about 30 minutes before the police arrived, Beverly had stabbed him between the eyes with a soldering iron, and she then hit him in the head with a coffee pot and a laptop. Investigators said they found all three items on the floor of the apartment. The laptop was damaged and had blood on it. And in total, police said the victim suffered four wounds to his head, including puncture wounds to his face. A judge set Beverly's bond at $200,000, and her next court appearance is scheduled for March 13th. On Thursday, February 13th, the Nebraska Department of Agriculture reported another case of bird flu in the state. In a press release, the department said a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza was found in a backyard flock in Saunders County, and this is the third time in 2025 that bird flu has been detected in a flock in Nebraska. In December, bird flu cases were reported in Nemaha, Dodge, Sarpy, Lancaster, and Johnson counties. Resources for poultry producers can be found on the department's website. An agriculture official said producers should report poultry experiencing signs of bird flu to the State Department of Agriculture or the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on January 30th, Commissioner Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, and Commissioner Richard Thompson, along with others to present business or observe. Weekly correspondence, past minutes, the NCKLEPG agreement, DSNWK agreement, five-year solid waste agreement, election certifications, and the bills and payroll were distributed to the commissioners. The commissioners, along with Craig Soward with Norton County EMS, held a discussion about the current cost of the backup pay program that was piloted last year, as the current costs have outpaced the original projections and were adjusted. Craig also reported that the ambulances are experiencing a lot of runs that are not emergencies, only lift assist runs, and these costs are not covered by Medicare. Craig was then directed to contact the local home health agencies and inform them that they need to use a discretion and only call 911 for emergencies. Finally, Craig reported that the transmission on the new van is covered under warranty and the transmission is in recall. County Attorney Abigail Horn pointed out in her review of the contract with NCKLEPG that Norton, as the joining member of the interlocal agreement, is required to pass a resolution acknowledging their desire to join. So County Clerk Craig Renner was instructed to prepare a resolution for the next commission meeting. Wanda Vincent, the Norton County Register of Deeds, gave a report on the 2024 transactions and revenues collected. The office reported it filed 345 deeds, 148 mortgages, and 435 other documents with fees collected of $40,598. The office collected $3,166.20 for copies and email certification and $315 for personal UCC filings, and the office received $11,652 through tech funds that were put in place to offset the previous receipts from the mortgage registration tax. Wanda then brought in a proposal to replace two computers with installation and setup for $3,920 from CK Technologies. Commissioner Beidler moved that the proposal of $3,920 from CK Technologies to be approved, and Commissioner Thompson seconded. The motion carried 3-0. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste presented an opportunity to purchase a fire truck from the Solomon Valley Fire Department for $4,500, and he said he would use it to fight fires at Solid Waste. Ted reported that they had three fires in 2024 and has already had one in 2025. In addition to fire protection, he said the truck would provide a source of high pressure to clean the heavy equipment. Commissioner Beidler moved that Ted be directed to purchase the fire truck for $4,500, subject to it being able to run. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Terry Lopin, the Norton County Road and Bridge Supervisor, joined the meeting along with Mark Polifka with Foley Equipment. Mark gave a presentation documenting the trip charge fees the county is incurring, providing trip charges from May of 2024 to December of 2024. There were 16 total trips at a total cost of $6,321 for an average of $395 per round trip, and the per hour charge was $250 per hour of travel. Terry then reported that he ordered a pallet of 4x4 signposts and more tubes, and he discussed the ongoing effort of getting bids for the 2025 road grader. He said Murphy Tractor has indicated that they will not bid unless the county agrees to their specs, and it was decided that it was their prerogative. Ted White of Solid Waste then reported on the existing service agreement with Foley that is $3,600 for six services. So Mark Polifka agreed that Foley would change the agreement to a four-year annual service agreement at a lesser cost. Commissioner Beidler informed the meeting that K-Camp has grant money available for safety enhancements like security cameras, tarps, and grill guards. Finally, Ted reported that the impound lot for the county, located at the solid waste site, is ready for cars. Ted then gave a letter to the commissioners that he has prepared to vendors and patrons that he's mailing out. The letter is informing the community that they need to follow the rules of sorting and classifying their waste so that the county employees are not sorting the loads, and it's not costing the county additional dollars to dispose of unknown hazardous waste in the loads. Ted then told the commissioners that he would like to be allowed to purchase a shipping container to segregate lithium battery waste, and the commissioners told him to move forward. Norton County Treasurer Kathy Carlin reported that she needed to update the signature cards at the financial institutions where the county banks, and she then passed out the new signature cards. Leslie Fonenstil with the Norton County Health reported that the 2012 Impala's heater is not working and that she wants to get it fixed, and the commissioners gave the approval. Leslie then reported that she's looking to update the server at the County Health, and CK Technologies is working on a proposal. After the January 31st, 2025 payroll and vouchers were approved, with the exception of one voucher that is under review, and the minutes of the January 20th, 2025 commission meeting were approved, the meeting was adjourned at 11:59. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pockets or ham and cheese roll-ups, fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be steak strips, bread, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be partly sunny and cold with a high near 5 and wind chill values as low as minus 21 with north winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around minus 18 and wind chill values as low as minus 28 with north winds around 5 miles per hour becoming calm. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 11 and wind chill values as low as minus 27. And on Thursday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around minus 4 and wind chill values as low as minus 13. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, there's a 30% chance of snow before noon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 24. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 45. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 53. On Monday, sunny with a high near 65. And on Tuesday, should be sunny with a high near 64. Currently, with light snow, it is minus 6 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is northwest at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.68. The dew point is minus 11 degrees. And the current wind chill is minus 21 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. I want to remind you of a couple closings we have going on. There will be no Booster Club today. The Airy meeting at the Eagles is canceled for today. The Thrift Shop will be closed today. The Senior Center will be closed today. No meals or rides. The Norton County Courthouse and the Norton Health Department will be closed today until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And USD 212 Northern Valley Schools starting 2 hours late today with no AM preschool, and the buses will run accordingly. Again, we want to thank the bank for all of our reports, closings, and delays. The bank that cares, your community bank, the Bank of Oberlin and Norton. It is 8:23. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy. Royals owner John Sherman spoke to the media down at Surprise, Arizona at the team's spring training facility on Monday, and he discussed his decision to extend GM J.J. Piccolo's contract and then Piccolo's decision to exercise the option for manager Matt Quatrero for 2026.
So this is very... this game's about a lot of things, but leadership is incredibly important. I've got great confidence in these two guys. I love the way they work together. So you got to have the right people, but stability in leadership is really important in this business, too. So I couldn't be more excited about this. JJ and I started talking about this right after the season. I think we executed the document last week.
The Royals' first spring training game is Friday at 2:05 when they take on the Rangers. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royal Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitec horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.